Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Make sure you continue to hang out with us, man. 8:15. Make sure that you're in the neighborhood today, man. At 8:15, we're going to tell you exactly how you can win your tickets to hang with Dr. Dre and his suite at the Super Bowl. So 8:15, make sure that you're in the neighborhood, man. We're going to give you all the information right here in Big Boy's Neighborhood. Do continue to hang out with us, man. We got a whole lot more show for you.
So much.
New music from J Balvin.
Big, he actually broke a record. He beat Enrique Iglesias. He's been like on the top of the Billboard charts with the most number ones. But right now, J Balvin came in and dethroned him.
Man, we're starting to see a lot of dethroning.
Yeah.
Because people are releasing a lot of the volume of music people are releasing and how they get their music now.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, Enrique. So sorry, my friend.
They should drop a song together.
Remember that time when Enrique, one time when he came to the show and we couldn't get rid of him?
Really?
Oh, he stayed so long.
Yeah, he stayed. Really? Oh, my God, man. And not get rid of him like it was rude, but we were there, like, he hung out for like 3 hours.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I was like, man, you had nowhere to go.
He wanted friends.
Yeah, trust that, man. But shout out to J Bob. We're going to get into that new music. And also, man, the Tinder infection.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Do I know this story?
Just a little bit, yeah. COVID is changing the way that people are dating, how they're spending their first dates, how they're testing on first dates. And this one couple went viral because what happened on their first date.
I heard that, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
And when people say, how did you meet? Then they're like, oh, so it's a long story.
Yeah.
Google it.
Long infection
but
story.
But the Tinder infection we're going to get into. And also, in case you missed it, Anna, we got
Sweetie
up in here.
Did she cut her hair?
Because I saw something.
Yes.
Wow.
She looked like Amber Rose for a second when I saw it because, like, her hairstyle, but she did. And all the guys were, like, just staring at her from the back.
Yeah,
she's
man.
So pretty.
Yeah, man.
But big,
but fellas are like that, man. We're knock down a bald-headed female, a female with long hair, female with patches in her hair. You know what I'm saying?
Get it.
Just female.
Big, she has a brand new project that's releasing any minute, and it's going to have 70 songs.
Hey, man, I'm not going to be on Saweetie watch.
No?
You know what I'm saying? Not like any minute. You know what I'm saying? So we got a great In Case You Missed Us with Saweetie in the neighborhood. And also, we got an all-new Who's Wrong.
Yeah, it goes down between two roommates. Who's Wrong? One filmed them. One stole. There's like a lot of bad things going on in this roommate story that I'll bring it down.
A roommate.
Technically, your people who you live with, they're your
roommates. No, they're not my roommates. That's my family.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, there it is. Mom. Is John Matthew your roommate?
Nah, he's my buddy.
There it is. That's your son. Y'all do stick around y'all radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Phone tap on the 10's time, ladies and gentlemen. Sad way to start off your year. That's Couldn't even make it to Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Luther Lufe is ready to pop that big question, but she breaks up with him while he's on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Trying to get the ring. Uh-huh. Let's go and get it to your phone tap on the 10's right here, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy.
Thank you for calling. How may I direct your call?
Hello, I was calling. I'm trying to find a ring for, I guess we would say, my soon-to-be fiancé.
How much were you looking to spend?
I know I'm going to be in the 15 to 20 range, easy.
Okay. I'm very excited to help you with this ring and be part of this story.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is her here. Hold on. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Oh, my God.
You have to think of this as like a happy time for you.
No, I'm just reading this. Luther, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but I can't go on like this. You have a lot in your life you need to work on. I've been hiding this from you, but yes, Todd and I are an item. I love him. Hope life turns out well. What do I do here?
I don't know. Want to talk to like maybe a counselor?
Is there another ring that I could possibly get, like a please take me back ring, or don't let me go now ring, or I'm going to hurt myself with a hammer ring.
I'm just sorry, sir. I'm not sure if, you know, you're in the right state. We can definitely give you a number for a hotline you can call if you'd like some help coping.
I'm not on cocaine.
No, if you'd like help coping.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I was on cocaine. It's just that I just thought that she was my friend.
So would you like the number, or shall we get off the phone?
What's the number, please?
It is 1-800-773-8555. Okay, did you get that?
I got the 1-800 part.
773.
All right, I got 800.
773.
Okay, 800-225.
It's 1-800.
1-800.
773.
85.
8555.
Can you give it to me one more time?
Good luck, sir.
Hello?
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Athalia's up in here. Elon Musk is in the neighborhood news.
I want Elon Musk to go and, like, rent iRobot. That was the iconic movie from Will Smith. You remember.
My robots don't kill people.
That thing threw somebody out of a window. Is that registering with you?
A robot cannot harm a human being.
And you trust them if you want to.
We look to robots for
Box office, Big Willy right there.
Okay, look, this is the big warning that we needed, that we don't need robots to, like, live in our homes and do things for us. But Elon Musk, one of the, in my personal opinion, one of the most sketchiest men out there,
go ahead now,
is building a robot, and he wants to put it in the rooms. I know Ani is shocked, but look, listen, you and I need to sit down for an hour, and I will explain to you why Elon Musk is sketch,
to
okay?
The moon.
Look, and he wants to build these robots, and he says that they're going to do things for people, but he also revealed that his robots are going to start to gain, like, their own personalities and be different from the other robots. Yeah. Sketch, right?
Yeah.
That's like, cool. No.
You guys don't think that's cool?
Hey,
your robot's going to kill
where
you.
Where does it end at?
We're going to have the robots basically take over eventually, like in the movies.
And you're good with that?
And we're going to be in the metaverse, and they're going to watch us while we have the glasses on, so we're okay, and they're going to be in the house.
You sure you didn't do cocaine with that dude from New York? Are you sure? Okay.
This is Ani's. This is the one that gave her number to a cokehead guy and was, invite the robot into my house and kill me.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
no.
My God, my hotel room is right here.
But if I had a robot and I had the metaverse on, the robot would be like, hey, cokehead, get out of here.
Yeah, all righty. And then you would leave?
But no, I would
still people think, no, I'm not going to do that to you.
Look, when I read this, I was like, Elon, stop it. Do not have these sketch robots. It's freaking me out.
And you got to think, man. What's the trial and error, like, early on? What does it look like?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, because
how many Teslas crashed before we were introduced to Tesla?
Thank you. And then
how many Teslas still, you know, like that?
Thank you.
Have you been on that Las Vegas loop?
No.
I saw it on the news this morning because that CES show is in Vegas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right, man. And I guess that Elon Musk didn't look amazing. That underground thing that he did.
Oh, no, I haven't
seen
it.
Yeah, man. Have you seen it, Jason?
Yes. Yeah, we talked about it probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I know, but I've never really, like, seen it, like, take off and how people are really using it and everything.
I know he has these, like, great ideas and everything looks really good, but I just feel like he doesn't put enough
effort
into it.
Yes,
that's what it is.
One
more time for the people in the back.
Yeah, man.
But we're moving on.
Hey, dude, you never seen, like, Eli Whitney or anybody that created anything else do Saturday Night Live.
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, here's my cotton gin. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, this is your partner Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Hello.
Hello there, Tony. What could you sue your parents for?
Okay, so Your Honor, Big.
Yes.
Let me just bring this to the court's attention, please.
Please
do. And I do want to, how can I say this? It is a double lawsuit to the same family. I won't say the name. What do you say? The what do you call it? Oh, accused. I accuse my mom. Yeah, the first plaintiff or the accusation.
Tony, we'll come back to you, bro. Get the script together. Then we'll come back to you. I want to sue Tony for that phone call. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
What do you say? The first...
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani is up in here, man. And it's about that time for another... Hey, man, Louis probably listening right now, man. He's probably like, please don't do this good.
He's all sad.
Please don't. You guys are doing all my segments better than me. Now, go ahead now.
Louis, this is for you, too. But there is this thing in the UK, Big, that the police actually had to have this campaign set up and let people know, like, hey, don't just call us up when you need to know, like, what time your food's going to get here, what time the train's going to get here, or if your boyfriend's not kissing you.
Really, though?
Yeah.
There's a 911, like, what our 911, like, is somebody called to say my boyfriend's not kissing?
That's what the police said on Facebook.
If that was a real thing, can you imagine how many times I would have to call on Veronica?
No,
you know what I'm saying?
So sad.
They'd be like, hey, Big, how you doing? I'm like, how you know it's me? Like, yeah, just put me on speaker. Veronica, please kiss him. Go ahead now.
I wish it worked like that, Big, but they said we can't get your boyfriend to kiss you. I'm sorry if he doesn't want to. Maybe you guys should
Can
just leave each other.
Imagine what that must sound like, though. How idiotic is it? Like,
we're going to call for us to go over and see if someone is kissing their mate.
And mate is Australian, so excuse me.
That's what I'm like, wait.
You know?
But Big, you know what? One thing I've always wanted to do as a kid, and I've been scared because my parents said, no, you'll go to jail if you do this.
It's shoot called... somebody.
No. Okay. I never wanted to shoot anyone.
You said yes.
Right? I did say yes. You guys thought... Bro, do you want to take another guess?
No. No, I'm going to keep my shoot someone. Natalia?
No, I don't.
Be a call girl?
Yes! No!
Oh, okay.
Well, I did want to try that, but like not with no one knowing that's actually me.
All right.
But I wanted to call 911 and just see what it's like on the other line.
Do it.
No.
Pick up the phone and do it right now.
No, I was told they could track me down and then come take me to jail.
They definitely track you down, but pick up the phone and call.
Should I do it?
Yeah,
no.
Go ahead.
They told us on the campaign,
They're going to say 911, what's your emergency? And then say, hey, I met this cokehead in New York and he's not kissing me. You know? But let's give it to him.
You're dumb! You're stupid!
And all don't even ask for a French kiss.
You're an idiot!
Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Nathalia's up in here. Snoop Dogg, Andre in the neighborhood?
Yes, they are. Yeah, because obviously they're going to be performing together at the Super Bowl halftime show. This is going to be such a huge deal. I'm so excited. I honestly was driving the other day trying to think of what that playlist is going to sound like. Which artist is good? Like Kendrick, which songs is Kendrick going to do? Which song is Dre going to do? What song is Snoop going to do? They only have so many minutes to do this.
Eminem, Mary J. Blige, like no telling who else.
I want them to extend it.
I know, because you know how much time they have, right?
11 minutes, right?
Yeah, is it something 12 like minutes.
Oh,
I'm like, what are you doing 12 minutes with all those superstars?
I know, it's going to be insane. And recently Snoop Dogg sat down and he said that, he goes, quote, we're putting on together a great show and we plan on giving them something they've been waiting for. He goes, this is going to be the greatest performance you've ever seen in hip-hop history.
I can imagine.
I know. And also,
and Dre is so locked in already.
This is Dre and Snoop together talking about it.
The fact that the NFL, Pepsi are allowing hip-hop to come in to this game, I'm so honored and so inspired to be able to come in and do this show.
Everybody around the whole world will get a chance to see why Dr. Dre is the greatest at what he do and how he assembled a strong team of people like us to get his back and support him.
Man.
It's going to be great. You know what I also imagine, too, is whoever is playing in the Super Bowl, you know that they're going to be fans of them.
Oh, yeah.
In the halftime, they're going to have to be,
hey,
like,
dude,
focused
during
on
during halftime, you're like, man, we can't be out there.
Right?
Because that's one of those things, even if I worked at SoFi, you know how they tell you, okay, you got to stay in here. I'd be like, man, I gotta break my post. I got to go over there.
Exactly. It's going to be so huge. I'm so excited.
One of my guys picked up a security bid, like a security bid for Super Bowl, right? His company. And he hired a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's off site from the SoFi. He said everybody was trying to bid to be at the SoFi.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah. He was like, man, I don't give a damn about being there. You know what
I'm
saying? So his bids got accepted because he was doing like hotels and perimeters and things of that nature. But that Super Bowl, that halftime show from Pepsi is going to be ridiculous.
History.
Trust that, man. And y'all do stick around y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Nathalia's up in here, man. All righty now, Nathalia. The Tender Infection.
This is an Omicron rom-com. That's what I also like to call it, Big. Because like, obviously we've seen COVID kind of change the way that we're dating. Some people haven't even been dating at all.
Yeah, man.
Well, this couple went a little viral on TikTok because she revealed that she swiped right on a guy on Tinder and they decided to go on a date. But before their first date, they decided, you know what, let's make sure we test.
Right.
Let's make sure that we're being safe.
That's crazy. That's another thing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. This was a part of actually one of her first TikToks.
You and your Tinder date get COVID and have to isolate together.
Wait, she said what?
Her and her Tinder date both tested positive and they decided to isolate together.
That's crazy.
First date. First date turns into like a 10-day quarantine.
That's crazy. I wonder whose house they did it at.
They did it at his house.
Wow.
Because she didn't go too much into detail.
She's like, she said, might as well.
Yeah. She said, for personal reasons, I couldn't isolate by myself at my own place.
Because her husband was there?
That's why she didn't disclose.
You think I'm, you know, isolating at my mom's house.
No, so they decided to do their quarantine together. And I guess that's like kind of a cool way to have a first date.
That's
to
a hell
see.
Of a story.
Right? Yeah.
And that is one of those where you're sharing your stories. Yes. Somebody else like, us too.
Oh my God. No, yeah.
That's how we met and we quarantined together.
Yeah, like for me, a lot of the times the story is, oh, we met online. Oh yeah, me too. We've you know, I met my husband right. or my, you know, online. But for this one, it's like, oh, we both tested positive, so we isolated together.
When you and Matt would kick it, where would y'all kick it at? Your house or his house?
His house, because at that time I had lived, remember I lived in the house and I had like six
roommates.
Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. You're doing the MTV's Real World. You know, just a gang of people. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But our first date, I did think he was trying to drug me, which was not true. So first dates are kind of crazy.
Oh, really? You thought he was trying to drug you?
Yes. I told you the story.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't listen to a lot of what you say. You know what I'm saying? So what happened on your first date? Hit us up 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. What happened on your first date? Big Boy Neighborhood.
Big Boy. This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Right now, let's go ahead and speak on it, man. What happened on your first date? What happened on your first date? Let's bring Freddie into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Freddie. Freddie, hello. Freddie, hello.
Hello
there.
What's going on, Big Boy?
What's going on, Freddie? What happened on your first date? I know what happened on our first call. You weren't ready. You know what I'm saying? Freddie, what happened on your first date? No worries, bro.
So this is what happened. Before I met my wife and before I had my six-month-old daughter, I took this girl out on a date, right? Mm-hmm. And everything was great. Met her on a dating app. It was great. We bonded together. Cool. When we go to dinner, we're having dinner, and she tells me straight out to my face, Big Boy, she says, hey, I have a confession. The only reason why I accepted the first date was because I knew I was going to get a free meal.
Oh, that's not funny, Natalia.
Well, it's funny that she confessed it. You know, girls got to eat, I guess.
She said the reason why is because she wanted a free meal?
She wanted a free meal, Big Boy, but check this out. I have to go to the restroom card. The restaurant card, and I told the server, I was like, hey, this is what I ate. Can you charge me just this? And I just bounced.
I heard that. There it is. You laughed at when she just wanted food. I love it.
He should have been told her, like, straight up and like, well, I'm not paying for your meal then.
She figured it out. She figured it out. Man. Freddie. Man, you did a great job there, Freddie. That's Petty Freddie right there. I ain't mad at her. Yeah, as you should, Petty Freddie. As you should.
She was trying to do him wrong, man.
Like, nah, turn it.
But she confessed. She was like, oh, let me tell you the truth, you know?
No, she didn't. She was being mean. Yeah, she didn't say it like that. Oh, my God, let me just tell you. She wasn't like that.
I like you so much. Let me confess to you.
She was probably like, yeah, girl, I'm going out again, and I'm going to do it again tonight. Yeah. These dummies paying for my meal. He walked out like, hey, excuse me. Oh, garçon, excuse me. I'm just paying. Add mine up.
Wow. Man, I want you to hear her side.
I'm out of here. She's probably still in jail for trying to get out on the check. Y'all continue to hang out with us, man. 8:15, we're going to let you know how you can have that chance to hang out with Dr. Dre at the Super Bowl. Make sure that you're in the neighborhood. 8:15, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All right, now it's about that time for your 8:10 phone tap, courtesy of your good friend, Mr. Luther Lufe. So just listen to your phone tap. This one right here is Luther Lufe, man. Descriptions. Now, Luther describes himself a whole lot of different ways when he do these phone taps, man. So this is a Luther description mashup. Listen to how ridiculous I become when it's, you know, light-skinned, dark-skinned, bald-headed with an afro. Let's go to get into your phone tap on the 10s right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hell yeah.
Why am I so excited for this announcement? Got you.
Hi, I was calling about some donuts that I purchased from you guys.
Damn. Check this out. Hey, this is your partner Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. Here's another in case you missed it moment with us. Neighborhood debate.
Come on.
Hottest couple of the year.
Yes.
So, Natalia.
I mean, the hottest couple of 2021, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Oh, my God. They're so cute together.
I think her and A-Rod were a hotter couple.
But you crushing on him.
Louis, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey over Bennifer. That is an easy pull.
They defied the odds. That's what my couple did.
Because they lived a long life.
I give that relationship another year. Maybe it'll be gone.
Right. We give you Myra another year. What are you talking about? Neighborhood debate, Ani. Hottest couple of the year.
Hottest couple goes to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. Mic drop. They make you want to fall in love and just be in a relationship. Like, look at Kim. She went and got a guy with tattoos who kind of is similar to, right. I would say, Travis, because she was
possibly
like,
got a guy with tattoos.
Possibly. But in my head, I was like, oh, yeah, same Kim. Like, I see what you do.
I'm giving it to Travis and Kourtney.
Yeah!
Really?
Travis and Kourtney, man. You know it. Bennifer, they already won, like, 2009, 2010.
First one to fall off is going to be Bennifer.
You think so?
Easy. Family. No.
Lori Harvey,
talking
Michael
about.
Mary and Michael.
She's going to lease them for, like, 2 years.
All right, well, we'll meet your guys here at the end of the year. Yeah. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, mic drop.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Real 92.3. LA's new home for hip hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. All right, now it's about that time for your 810 phone tap, courtesy of your good friend, Mr. Luther Lufay. This one right here is Luther Lufay, man. Descriptions. Now, Luther describes himself a whole lot of different ways when he do these phone taps, man. So this is a Luther description mashup. Listen to how ridiculous I become when it's, you know, light skin, dark skin, bald headed with an afro. Let's go to get into your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hell.
I'm so excited for this announcement.
Hi, I was calling about some donuts that I purchased from you guys. I always come in to get my donuts from you in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm the big black guy with the beige skin that drives the orange car sitting on Dayton's.
What is the problem? You think it's a donut make like that?
Rickety what?
Hello?
This is Luther Lufay.
From where?
From over at Pena. Do you remember me, Lil Luther? I was the fat guy. I had the afro with the red beard and the blonde mustache.
No, I sure don't.
Yeah, can you still sing like a bird? You still singing? I remember. I see people in the streets. Remember that? Oh, my God.
Can I help you?
I'm a customer. I'm the black guy with the blonde afro with the white skin with the red toupee.
Yeah, what? I understand that.
Oh, Luther who?
Luther Lufay.
Lufay?
I was fat, and then I got skinny, then I got fatter. I was dark-skinned, light-skinned, with an afro beard, with handlebars coming out of it.
Kind of.
Are you familiar with a scooper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a job as a scooper. That lasted for about 18 months. I was just scooping different kinds of shit. You know, bird shit, horse shit, cow shit.
Yep.
You know any other kinds?
Cat shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Dog shit.
Yep.
Cock-a-doodle shit.
What about the bull?
Bull shit.
Yeah.
This is Luther Lufay. I was on the lot a couple days ago. I don't know if you remember me. I'm the tall black gentleman, about 5'2", with a bald headed afro beard with the monkey bars in it.
Oh, yeah. Did you have on like a red tie?
Yeah, I guess that would be me.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, you probably remember me, Luther Lufay. I was the fat kid. I had an afro with burgundy sideburns. I used to drive that Nissan Altima sitting on one rim because I couldn't afford the other ones. I just need to come by and just take a hot shower.
Don't come by.
Okay, well, I could be there in about 15 minutes. If you
don't
just
come by.
Okay, well, if I stop by and just grab some bologna, can you make me a fried bologna sandwich?
No, no, no. If you No.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Try to get back into some show as well, ladies and gentlemen. Hit us up. What happened on your first date? 866-246-8923. Let's bring Aldo into the neighborhood. See what's happening with Aldo. Really dope. Aldo, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Aldo. Aldo, what happened on your first date?
Well, let me tell you, Big. I met this girl on Facebook, and we started texting each other here, you know, and then she started sending me pictures. She sent me a picture of herself, and we decided to meet up and go on a date. Right, we were going to go out to dinner, but she was going to pick me up, and I told her to pick me up at a McDonald's because I didn't trust her picking me up at my house for the first time, you know?
Go ahead now. So, great. Some crazy women out there.
Yeah, some crazy women. So, as I'm waiting at the parking lot at McDonald's, I'm just waiting and waiting, and she's actually standing outside her car, but I don't know that's her. And I don't know, for some reason, I go up to her and I ask her, you know, if it was her, and it was her, but it wasn't her, you know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't the person she, you know, in the picture.
Man, oh, I'm telling you, Aldo, I know it, man. People look so different in their pictures. So different in their pictures, man. It's a new day. I remember, I don't want to put one of my homies on blast, but I remember he was talking to this girl. Talking to her. And I knew the girl. You know, I didn't know her, but I knew her through a friend. And when they came to meet up, we were all kind of sitting out where we used to hang out at. He came out of his house. He saw her, and he walked right by her. He never even said, hey, what's up? I'm such and such, or none of that. He didn't even look at me.
No.
He just walked right by, and I was like, okay, I know what's going on here. Yeah, but it's different, dude. Like, it's somebody that I follow, and I saw them one day, and I didn't recognize them.
Really?
Yep.
Is that different?
Yep. Yeah, and then she was like, oh, I'll see you at work tomorrow. I was like, Ani?
What?
No, I'm just playing. No, what were you about to say, Aldo?
That was so good.
That this girl actually was friends of some of my mutual friends, because when I would go party and stuff, clubbing, so that's how I got in contact with her in Facebook. That's how I added her to, like, mutual friends. But when we started talking and chatting up, she sent me pictures, and it was like pictures that it was, you know.
Were the pictures her, or she didn't look like the pictures, like her filter game?
She didn't look like the pictures.
Yeah.
The pictures looked like she fixed them up and everything. Like, she looked gorgeous.
Yeah, man. You were like, what app did you use? You were like, I need to invest in it. He was like, forget cryptocurrency. What app did you use? Like, man, this isn't catfish. This is like tigerfish. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hit us up. What happened on your first date? 866-246-8923. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty. What happened on your first date? Let's bring Nay into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Nay. Nay, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Nay. Nay, what happened on your first date?
So this was maybe like 10 years ago. This guy kept asking me out on a date. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll go ahead, go out on a date with him. So we're chilling in the car, and he starts like, everything was going good. And then he starts like talking about like a lot of conspiracy stuff. And I'm like, you know, I believe in some stuff, but he was like, yeah, they're probably listening to us right now. You know what? They might even have like a tracker on my car. He was like, you know, I don't even feel safe over here. So he was like, nah, like, let's go. So he's like pulling off, like driving erratic, spinning through corners. And I'm like, oh my God, like this dude is tripping. I'm like, hey, I don't think anybody's following us. He's like, nah, like you good, we good, we finna get up out of here. And I was like,
oh, Lord.
Oh my God. This, yeah, I'm like, this dude is terrific.
Yeah, he was like, off that good, huh? Yeah, he was off that they following us. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, I had a homie that had a bad trip one time, right? And he tripped for like days. He had me thinking somebody was really following us. He was like, oh man, it was bad.
Was he hiding from everyone, or what was
he doing? It was bad. And he was saying how he could drive down people's street and he can hear them talking about what they were going to do to him.
No.
And he and I was like, what? He was like, yeah, he said he had this supersonic hearing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, I
want to
meet
him. He said he got supersonic hearing. And then I was, you know, I'd say his name was Steve. It wasn't Steve. So we were in the car and I went, Steve. And he couldn't hear me. I was like, man, how can you hear somebody in the house in your car through the grass, the lawn, and everything? You know what I'm saying?
Can't hear me.
Hey, Nate, the guy that was saying people were following him, what was his name?
Oh. His name was Amir.
What's his name?
Amir.
Amir. No, okay. Yeah, I thought it was Mark. All right. What happened on your first date? Hit us up, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. And let's bring Brandon into the neighborhood. What happened on your first date? Brandon, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Brandon. Brandon, what happened on your first date?
Okay, so Big, check this out. So I meet this girl. She asked me for my Instagram. So I'm like, okay, cool. She's interested in me. We set up a date to go bowling. So I go to her house. I pick her up. We get to the bowling alley. It's in the mall. So it's like an arcade and everything. So we're in the arcade. And she's telling me to take like a million pictures of her. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm taking all these pictures and everything. And she's like, oh, no, this one isn't good. This one isn't good. Oh, this one isn't good. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
is her name Natalia? Her name, okay, so you told her I'm not a photographer.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not a photographer, so, you know, I don't know what you're expecting of me. So pretty much we're done doing her, you know,
photo shoot. Yeah.
So we go to bowl. You know, we have a couple of drinks and we can start bowling. She has no idea what she's doing. She's like trying to put the pool stick on her wrist. She's doing like the upside down peace sign with the stick and everything.
Oh, so y'all were so shooting pool at that moment. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I go to grab her hand to show her how to, you know, shoot the pool, how to, you know, hold the stick. And she just yanks her hand away like really violently, like, ah, don't touch me, don't touch me. And, you know, I didn't go behind her or anything and, you know, try to do the, you know, sexy Patrick Swayze moves or anything. I just literally grabbed her hand to try to show her how to hold the pool stick. And she just yanks away. Like, oh, don't touch me. Don't touch me. And I'm like, you know, what kind of childhood traumas have you had? You know, wow. this is pretty intense. You know, I'm not trying to do anything over sexual. You know, I'm just literally trying to show you how to shoot pool because you have no idea what you're doing.
Man, you should have taken pictures of her shooting pool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She probably would have been cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, just shoot some pictures of me doing
right.
Some, yeah. Yeah, hey, man.
To be honest with you, I think I did.
Right. Hey, man. And sometimes, man, pictures are like probably 25 to 1.
Yeah.
Like, so I see people take like 25 pictures and they'll use that one.
Because that's what it takes sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes you don't like the pose. Sometimes you like your face. Maybe sometimes
man, ain't too much you can do with this. You know what I'm saying? Just take the picture and be on your way with me. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing in case you missed it. What we got?
Sweetie
up in here.
Big, she's getting ready to drop her project, Icy Season, with 7 new songs anytime soon. And I'm excited for this because it's going to be like...
Is that my best friend?
Yes! Like and it's going to be right before her debut album comes out, so it's like what we can expect. But one of the times she was in the neighborhood, this really stuck with me, but she talked about the time she met J. Cole and rapped for him.
Yes, I came across him All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at a party, and I had introduced myself to him, and he was like, I know who you are, and I'm just like, crazy.
Yeah.
But he said that he had saw the video of me like rapping for him, and he was just telling me congratulations. And I just thought that was really dope because that's somebody who I've been following since I was like 14 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bought every one of his albums. I even went to like a concert by myself.
That's so dope. And then has anyone tried to pull the same thing on you?
Yeah, I went to USC to, you know, talk to the kids. And there was a guy that was like, can I rap for you? And he had bars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You let him?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Do you hope for one day for you and J. Cole to collab?
Yeah, I definitely want like something produced by him in a feature.
That would be dope.
Would you spit the same verse to him now?
At the time, it was dope.
Right.
But now, probably not.
Yeah. Do you feel like damn, I did that? Or are you not embarrassed by it, but you're like, damn.
I'm proud of that moment.
Right.
Only because I was just so hyped, and I waited for, like, everybody to say hi to him. And I was the last person, and I was like, can I rap for you? And he was like, so sweet, too.
Oh, that was very nice.
Aww. So cute.
Hey, man, I get a lot of, can I rap for you?
Wow.
Can I spit something for you? Like, yeah.
And do you let them?
Nah, I'd be like, hey, get away from me with that.
Can you imagine?
I said, you're not sweetie.
Get out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, if somebody want to bust, sometimes I just listen. It doesn't happen as much now. But it's happened a lot.
That's got to take confidence, though. Because, like, I couldn't imagine just being on the spot and just doing
there's
it.
There's some confidence, and then there's just some, what do you say, oblivious? Because a lot of people that want to come up and spit for you, they can't really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at least they
can. I met this guy yesterday at this Jamaican food restaurant in Inglewood, right? And he was so, like, happy to meet me. That he was so nervous.
Oh, so cute.
And it was crazy. Then once we started talking a long time, he was cool, but he was like, man, I don't know what to say.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, say you're gonna pay for my food. And I was just like, y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, boy. Sweetie, is in the neighborhood. Do you get mistaken for anyone else?
Not really.
You know how people don't know exactly who the celebrity is, and they'll just start to call you anything, you know what I'm saying? So you don't have a celebrity, like if you're in an airport and some white person passed by, they don't call you something else. Okay. Do you get recognized? Are you starting to get recognized more so?
Oh my gosh. So at first I wouldn't get recognized if I didn't have blonde hair on, but now I get recognized with like any hair color. So it's kind of hard to be incognito.
Is it, do you handle that well? The recognition?
Yeah. I just be like, hey.
Can you just say hey? Do you have to be more conscious now if you just want to get up and go to the store, or do you say like, damn, now I gotta put it all on?
Yeah, because I be looking whooped sometimes.
Really though?
Yes.
You have any pictures of you looking whooped in your phone?
Uh-uh.
Anything that we can put
impossible.
Up on our website?
I mean, mm-mm.
I don't believe it.
What does looking whooped look like for you?
Just going out looking crazy, not matching. If I got on like a bright pink sweatshirt with some green pants and some furry slippers and like,
hey dude, if you did that, there's somebody else gonna start wearing that too. Like, oh,
it's gonna be a trend.
You're right, but it's just like with these cameras, you never know who's like recording you, so I try not to, you know, play myself.
Are you concerned about how much we record and how much we look at now? Are you over conscious of media or people recording you?
Yeah, and I feel like that's something that's like a con of like social media, because everybody's a paparazzi now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't, you know, be low-key.
Everybody's paparazzi and everybody's a critic now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's always, do people come up and ask you for pictures, or are you immediately?
It's both. And I feel like if you walk up on me and just start recording, that makes me not want to take a picture with you. Mm-hmm. That's like an invasion of privacy.
And how do you avoid that without sounding like an ass? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
I just be like, what you doing?
Oh, yeah, damn, that works. Okay. Yeah, all right, yeah. Because I straight go jigaboo. As soon as they come, I'm like, hey, hey. You know, no, for real. As soon as they come on, I got to turn it on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That means
I can't say, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? I just got to fall in and, you know, do the jigaboo thing. You know, that,
right.
Yeah, but if you don't start it now, then don't start, because if you do it, you'll forever be jigabooing and hey and waving at people, popping up at people parties for $100 and everything. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stick around. Y'all radio sweeties in the neighborhood, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Sweetie is in the neighborhood. Natalia?
Cardi B also sent out a tweet where she mentioned new female artists that she loves, and your name was on there. How did that make you feel?
I think it was dope because, you know, typically in female, like if either we beefing or we don't address each other. Mm-hmm. So I think it was dope that she mentioned my name.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys hang out? Like, I mean,
I think that'd be dope, but normally when I see her, it's like in passing.
Oh, okay.
So it's like hi, bye.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like everybody just getting together and like you invite your
own
barbecue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all watching the fight? Where we watching the fight at?
I think, no, we keep like missing each other, because there's times where we like about to kick it, but then one of us is like working.
Yeah, working's good though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's this thing called food that you got to eat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's bills and electricity, so you got to continue to work.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming into the neighborhood and hanging out with us, man.
Thank you for having me.
And continue to work hard. And I love hearing the story of what it take to get to certain places, because a lot of times, sweetie, we don't get the story. You know what I'm saying? We don't get the story. We don't get the hard work. We don't get the determination. People think that all of a sudden it's just instant. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for sharing your story with us.
No, thank you.
All righty. So we in the neighborhood, Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, this is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. Roddy Rich is in the neighborhood. And not just by dad, by definition. Your parental bond is special as far as like that being your pops.
I feel like growing up, we ain't really had the best relationship just because of, you know, the life circumstances, you know, and he lived pretty far all the time. So I ain't really get to see him as much as I wanted to. You know, this year I was reflecting a lot. I was just thinking like, man, you know, it's two people that I had to take care of on my birthday. I feel like my mom's and my dad because, you know, every year we buy stuff for ourselves and we do a lot of things for ourselves. But, you know, it's my birthday. And I feel like without these two people, I wouldn't have a birthday. So that's just kind of how I carried it. I was like, I want to do something for my mom and my dad when it's my birthday instead of doing something for me.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Nathalia's up in here. Cardi B is in the neighborhood news.
You know, Cardi B and myself, we have something in common, Big. It is the fact that we both have quarantine babies.
Ah, the quarantine. Pandemic, yeah. Hey, dude, my head was going all over the place. I was like, yeah, but you're natural. I was like, yeah. But it's, you know,
no, it's the fact that we both had babies during the pandemic. We have these pandemic babies, and they say these pandemic babies are slightly different. And Cardi B is explaining that by saying that her baby, which is only 4 months old, is already talking.
I was like, you love mommy? Yeah. And then I asked him again, you love mommy? And he replied back like, yeah. Like, not even like, eh. It was like, yeah. And then just now, like, he's watching Cocomelon, and they're like, if you're happy, you know, say hello. Hello. If you're happy, you know, say hello. And then, like, when they stop, he said,
oh.
Damn, at 4 months?
At 4 months, isn't that great?
Hey, man, I was looking at the news. It was some dude who just graduated from UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was, like, 15 years old and graduated with, like, some, like, master degrees on it. But that was his fifth degree.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man. So maybe Cardi B got one of those little guys.
She does. Yeah, a little man. Einstein baby kind of going on. But, you know, in my household.
His name was Matthew Musk.
Ooh, okay. No, so in my household right now, Matt is kind of getting annoyed with me because John Matthew has been saying mama a lot.
How old is your little one now?
He's a year.
Okay, gotcha.
But I've been hammering mama with him.
Mama.
Definitely not as intelligent as Cardi B.
I know. He wasn't having it this day, but this was me trying to get him
to say
it.
The one day you recorded.
Yeah.
You know the moments that you miss, then the ones you get.
Mama. 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 Mama.
Did you hear him?
Say mama.
You're like, leave me alone.
I think I heard please stop.
Yeah. I think I heard frustration. You're probably all in front of the TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, stop it. And he knew that you had the camera on, so that was one of those where he turned off. Like, nah, not today, dude.
I know, he doesn't.
Like, you're already doing all these photo shoots with me.
Like, we got to dress the same, mama. Shoots.
Like, God damn. You know, I mean, you are.
We're always matching.
Yeah, like, okay, we're going to do Nike suits today.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice.
It's too much. I love it, though.
Yeah. Isn't it beautiful?
It's amazing.
It's beautiful, man. It's the best thing in the world. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, Natin, new music, J Balvin,
music or new music-ish? Music-ish.
All right, news. Go ahead now.
Yep, but I saw this thing and I was like, this is so cool. But J Balvin just broke a record on the Latin Billboard charts.
I ain't mad at him.
Big, he beat out Enrique Iglesias for the most number ones.
Oh, Enrique.
Yes.
So sorry that happened to you.
Sorry about that.
That's my guy.
And this is a record he's held since 1996, so it's been over 25 years he's had this. J Balvin came in with this song and he took it down.
Amen. J Balvin is like Drake.
Yeah.
He put out so many songs too. That's one of those things when you go to the J Balvin concert, you be like, man, he didn't perform such and such.
Right, he's got a lot.
That's so true because this was off of his fifth album, Jose, and he had another song on there that also made it to number one featuring Dua Lipa called Una Dia. One day you'll bring me to try. One day you'll realize I'm more than your lover. I'm more than your lover. I'm your friend. No más, yo quiero que te quedes conmigo. Deja tus amigas allá atrás que nos vamos en un viaje escondido. Hey man, I'm not trying to bust anyone's bubble, but you ladies are not Dua Lipa.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah,
when the song was going, they both had their hair flowing and singing. Did you see a thing? I was like, both of them were in a vibe for real.
I feel like I was here for a second.
Yeah, I was like, man, look at these ladies over here.
Oh, I used to listen to that song so much when I was going my walks on maternity leave and I was, trying to work out. Yeah, I like that one.
Go ahead now. You can still put it on because now you're on this whole... I'm losing the baby weight thing.
Yeah, you should.
You know?
And that's what J Balvin's great for.
Yeah,
he got
5 albums.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You can walk one day and we won't see you till like April.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And he has an album with Bad Bunny where they collab big aside from these 5.
Hey, man.
So good.
Even Enrique was like, that's not the music. You got to sing from the heart. You know? Y'all stick around y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here.
Celebrity hookup.
I love you.
I know.
Yes. Celebrity hookup, what we got?
We got times two, Big.
Uh-oh,
one,
man.
I got a couple. I got a couple who at first said they're just friends, but now it looks like there's something a little more. And I'm going to get to that couple in a second, so stick around for that. But first, a little update on Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
Damn, what's happening?
This is something that we really thought was maybe just like one hangout here, maybe a date, maybe a fling. But they have taken it to, you ready, Big?
Uh-oh.
To a
whole
another level.
Yes, they have gone on.
They married?
They have gone on a trip together.
Dude, I saw that.
Got the plane out. They went to Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
They were on a boat. You know, Kim is posting up bikini photos.
Oh my God.
You know, someone
That's
back
crazy.
In the States is like. Oh, I used to be on those bikini holidays.
Man.
But yeah, and they're saying that Kim is having a lot of fun with Pete. And we know Pete's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously women love funny. It's just brightens your day. It makes you feel like a certain type of way.
Hey, man, I wouldn't have been able to pick that one out. Like, if
not
beforehand, if we just did like a contest or if we just like, hey, her and Kanye aren't, who do you think is next? Like, I would definitely wouldn't have said,
1,000%. She went complete opposite. So things are heating up between Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson. And now this other couple who at first we saw them back in November, Gunna and Chloe Bailey. You remember Chloe Bailey?
Hell?
How beautiful
came to the neighborhood.
So
I love her.
Right? They went to a Laker game together and they're like, no, we're just friends. I know what you saw, but no,
it wasn't
we're
cool. Like a Saweetie and Roddy Ricch.
No,
thing.
No.
Like, we're just sitting there.
No, it wasn't that. But no, now they went to another game holding hands.
Uh-oh.
And she's also featured on his album that is dropping any second now.
He probably didn't pay her either. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? If we hanging out like that, man, slide me a verse.
So even for them too, for Chloe Bailey and Gunna, things are heating up for them as well. So love is in the air.
Yeah, soon they'll be on a private plane going to an island. There
Ooh.
It is. All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys.
Celebrity hookup.
I love you.
I know.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up,
Big? Oh, Natin, what we got?
We got this new law in France that really caught my attention.
Right.
We got it in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But Big, this new law in France, it caught my attention because it says starting March 1st, any car commercial that comes out, they have to also put a warning on there telling people like, hey, also consider taking a short walk or a journey, carpooling,
They putting that in there?
Yep.
Can you imagine like my car commercial? Be like, yeah, head on down there. But if you are going to head down there, walk down there and possibly drive out in your new car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, and on Thursdays, ride share.
Yeah.
You
know,
do a carpool.
Like you could go to France and do these.
Wow.
But it caught my attention because I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. Like they're trying to move people into driving less or being in cars less. And when I was in New York, that's something I experienced where we weren't in any cars. It was all public transportation.
Right.
One thing I noticed is like we don't get stuck in traffic anywhere. Like, it's so much faster. So
what, in New York?
Well, when you're on the subway or a public
underground. Oh, right.
Because accidents won't happen or there's not going to be a car in front of you. So I feel like it'd be cool if we had that
in France,
anywhere.
They're like, oh, who's driving through my room? You know? Yeah, man.
I love your French accent.
Hey, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. It works everywhere but in France.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy about that is that they blatantly putting a message in there.
They are, because I really do think they don't want people to drive anymore.
Can you imagine, like, fast food, be like, yeah, so we got the 4-for-1, but don't really eat it, because we don't know if you're going to say it. And if you're going to eat that, don't have it every day.
Maybe
and after you have a meal, even if you supersize, go for a walk.
Yeah. Let it be a treat.
Not an everyday thing. Don't feed it to your kids. You know, I guess.
That'd be so.
Hey, I bet the car industry was PO'd off of that too, though. Like, we gotta say what?
Yep.
You know how there's like all those conspiracy theories too about like hybrid cars and how they try to stop them getting made because of cars and stuff like. Maybe there's a conspiracy theory.
Go ahead now.
I think it has to do with that too.
All right, well, I'm going to stop this because now everybody going down this rabbit hole. Y'all stick around. Now the conspiracies are popping up. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now you guys been listening to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Louis hasn't been here.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And Louis, he felt ill, you know? And so, of course, when someone feels ill, you have to say, you know, stay home, take your test. Monitor yourself. Mm-hmm. Let us know.
We don't want you here.
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? But it started off with he felt a certain way, and then he was able to broadcast from the house.
Mm-hmm.
He did that for one day, and then now he doesn't even broadcast from the house.
At all.
Yeah, but, and now, and you know, and of course, not joking, but, you know, you tell him, like, hey, go take the test.
Mm-hmm.
He still haven't gotten his results.
That's weird.
And I tell you, man, Louis always gets something. It's after a weekend, after a break. Like, his timing is immaculate.
Is it bad that I'm sort of, like, side-eyeing the thought of Louis right now? Because I can't side-eye him right now.
Right, because he's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like, so he doesn't even want to jump on our calls.
Yeah, man.
He doesn't answer my text messages.
It almost makes you feel like he's still, like, in Texas or somewhere. The next time he tap in, we're going to say, man, FaceTime us.
Ooh.
Or we're on conference call, put your camera on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what's going
down.
He's
going to pop up on the green screen.
If I see some ladies with, like, say, flannel shirts tied up with some little shorts, I'm going to be like, dude, you're in Texas.
You hear Spurs in the background.
Yeah, I've seen
He's got barbecue, like, on his lips.
Yeah, but I had a chance to talk to him last night. And we'll touch in with him today. But he sent me, like, his negative test.
Okay.
And it was his negative, like, antigen, quick one, you know, rapid test, and it was negative. But he's still feeling like, man, you know, he don't believe it. So he's like, you remember the text? He's like, I don't trust it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, well, when you going to trust it? Like, I don't know, probably around, you know, Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's what I said to him as well. I said, well, COVID isn't the only thing going around. So you could very well be sick and be negative of COVID.
Yeah, or he could be lying.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I didn't say that when I laughed.
Right? He's got that lion-itis.
Yeah, but whatever it is, Lou, all jokes aside, man, take care of yourself.
Feel better.
Yeah, feel better.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Wherever in the world.
I'm pretty sure wherever you are, you're probably listening through the app. Just around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Love you, Lou.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. Roddy Rich is in the neighborhood. When's your actual birthday?
The 22nd of October.
Of October.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to lock that in next year. I want you to perform at my birthday party.
Big, you ain't serious.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
You're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You wanted to say no, huh?
I might be in Europe.
Yeah. He was like, matter of fact, we'll make sure I'm in Europe. In your mind, I'm probably just a dude that be on the radio. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're definitely. The voice of the West.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Woo! Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with
thank
us in
so
the neighborhood.
Much.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you being here with us in the neighborhood, man. Woo! Once again, thank you for hitting us up with your bad first dates.
Thank you.
Ani, have so you had a bad first date?
Maybe when the guy told me like I should pay for it, and I was like,
yeah, that is a bad first date.
Yeah, never saw him again.
What
after
kind
that.
Of guys do you meet? The cocaine guy in New York.
That's why I don't date.
Guy saying like, yeah, you probably just work with us.
Yeah
just work someone. With us and just run around here, man. And shout out once
that.
Again, man. I'm gonna have to go home and literally burn the clothes that I wore yesterday.
How come?
Why?
Man, I went to go hang with Dog yesterday with Snoop Dogg, right? And I was there for probably 3 hours.
Okay.
He never stopped smoking.
Oh, my gosh.
Never stopped smoking, woo! Dude. And I'm looking at Dog, and I'm like, man, this dude been smoking for a long time.
Yes, you didn't want to take one?
Nah. Because if I start, and I've never smoked, right? If I start, I don't think I'm going to start with, like, Snoop Dogg
no.
or Burner or Wiz Khalifa. Or,
they're too experienced.
Yeah, be yeah. real. Like, yeah. I'm not starting there.
That is
you know what
start.
I'm saying? I'm gonna see if like Lil Nas X smoke or somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna start with somebody that I probably like. Man, he probably don't really blow trees like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
When was the last time you smoked?
Like last weekend.
Fire, Jason.
Yeah, what?
Thank
what?
You.
Go. Wow.
Thank you so much.
I was testing you guys.
But yeah, man. But with Dog yesterday, it was at one point we were shooting this video, right? And I was like, man, I should just take the joint, the blunt from him.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to see his reaction?
Yeah. Oh, he done tried to hand me that blunt. He was like, Big, you sure, cuz? Today not your day?
Aww.
Today not your day?
Big, you could have sold it as an NFT if you took it if you didn't want
hey,
to
man,
smoke.
Hey, man, Dog is really into all that NFT. Everything he was doing yesterday, he was like, that's an NFT.
Yeah.
That's an NFT.
Oh, my
He
gosh.
Has a metaverse. Like, he has a house where someone paid almost $500,000 to have a house next to him in the metaverse thing.
Really, though?
Yeah. Like,
That's
he's
crazy.
So... Oh, I love some dogs.
Man, I haven't figured all this metaverse stuff. I'm still trying to do the whole cryptocurrency thing. Yeah, the NFTs. I'm not doing none of that, man. Believe that. But, yeah, when I took my clothes off yesterday,
Whew.
It smelled like pure... burnt bug.
It holds on.
Oh,
yeah.
man. And the stuff that dogs smoke.
Oh, I
oh,
bet.
Man.
And when you go home and the smell's on you, like, do the kids say anything? Like, Dad, what is
I
that?
Don't know. I think because I got rid of certain things before they came home.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I got to take it off, but I like getting into, you know, like house clothes.
Yeah.
But then I had to get in the shower.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Uh-huh.
It was crazy, man.
You're so lucky.
I'm going to start having people, instead of doing the metaverse stuff, I'm just going to start taking people over to Dog's house for like $5,000. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that there's
That's
people from
business.
Out of the country that'll want to go. Trust that, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. We are Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
And we are gone.
Damn. Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another in case you missed it moment with us.
Roddy Rich is in the neighborhood. And not just by dad, by definition. Your parental bond is special as far as like that being your pops.
I feel like growing up, we ain't really had the best relationship just because of, you know, the
Life.
Circumstances, you know, and he lived pretty far all the time. So I ain't really get to see him as much as I wanted to. You know, this year I was reflecting a lot. I was just thinking like, man, you know, it's two people that I had to take care of on my birthday. I feel like my mom's and my dad because, you know, every year we buy stuff for ourselves and we do a lot of things for ourselves. But, you know, it's my birthday. And I feel like without these two people, I wouldn't have a birthday. So that's just kind of how I carried it. I was like, I want to do something for my mom and my dad when it's my birthday instead of doing something for me.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio.
Big Boy has left the building.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.